Right now it's time for the July 4th Happy Birthday America edition of the Republican American Report with Ruth Epstein. And Ruth is adorned in red, white, and blue this morning. Good morning, Ruth.
How did you know?
People have caught a hold of me. They saw me on our video, and I'm wearing a black shirt. I said, listen, I put out my clothes in the same order every week. I start off with a yellow shirt. I go to a pink shirt. I go to a T-shirt that has a Hartford Whalers logo, and then I go to a black shirt.
You're a man of...
It's just easy on me, that's all. I have enough trouble making sure they're right side out.
Right. Yes. Well, you're a man of tradition. Just keep it up. So we'll be heading out later on this afternoon to the community picnic at Noble to celebrate July 4th, where Lou Bucherri will be reading the Declaration of Independence.
No, it's at the Lake for Lake, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. You said Noble.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all right. I was beginning to think,
he will be...
It's been a two-year absence.
Yeah. So the Salisbury Band will play, we'll talk about red, white, and blue, and it's a beautiful day for it.
And you don't even have to bring your own picnic because the Salisbury, after-school program, extras, they sell very inexpensive hot dogs and drinks.
Oh, good.
Yeah, they're selling those, so you don't even have to pack anything.
Wow, that's even better. But
there's no place
more beautiful than Lakeville Lake. It is gorgeous, so people should head on out.
Absolutely. Now, did you get today, of course, big weekend for the Hotchkiss Library? They had the event inviting the community in because of how well they did, and also they had Let Them Eat Cake.
I've spent quite a bit of time in Sharon this weekend. Yep. Let Them Eat Cake. Oh, my goodness. Talk about artists. Those bakers were unbelievable. And I understand one of the cakes went for $2,000.
Wow.
That's a lot of dough. And beautiful, beautiful stuff, and to raise money for the Historical Society. And then the next morning, next door at the library, they had a little event to celebrate that fundraiser.
Yep.
That hit $3.5 million to redo the library, and they now have little tags up telling on the fence, the construction fence, telling people, you know, saying why they love the library. And there was ice cream, and there were talks, and, again, lots of action. So lots going on in Sharon. Cornwall had a music on the green Friday night, and music, and people came out, and I love these summer concerts.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just fabulous. Many of the towns are now doing it, and it's a great idea.
Sharon started theirs last week. Kent starts theirs this coming weekend.
Mm-hmm.
No, the 14th. I think it's the 14th. I don't think it's...
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Yeah, but they
Sharon did start?
Yeah, and of course in North Canaan you have the Sunset Music Series.
Right.
So, I mean, they're all getting into it, which is really great.
There's nothing better than sitting on a beautiful summer evening and listening to music. The Zola Boys were at Cornwall, and all the local bands will be making the tour this summer. So, and free. For most of them. I mean, there's just go take advantage of it.
I think they even had a food truck in Cornwall there.
They did.
Yeah.
They did. We have, let me just go back to the Cornwall Historical Society event is really terrific. It's a show on black and indigenous people from Cornwall, and very, very enlightening, and I would highly suggest people try to get to that. Coming up tomorrow night, we have the Falls Village Tuesday Talk number 2 at 7 o'clock at the South Canaan Meeting House, and the theme this year is railroads. And Peter McLaughlin was the engineer on the last train to Pittsfield, and he died recently. But he had a mass like 35,000 slides or something, and the Historical Society has gotten. Scanned them. Dave Jacobs and Perry Gardner have scanned bunches of them, and they're going to do a talk and show some of them tomorrow night, which should be very interesting, especially for railroad buffs. or anybody.
Yeah.
Thursday night, there is a special town meeting in Salisbury,
yeah.
and they're going to talk about a bear feeding ordinance. Curtis Wren, the first selectman, was talking about this at the last selectman's meeting. Apparently, there are some people feeding the bears and causing havoc. So the town is going to institute, if the town approves, a bear feeding ordinance that will fine people for doing such. It's a dangerous thing to do, not a good idea. And they're also going to buy the, well, they have the land on Perry Street, and they want to lease it to the Housing Commission, Housing Trust, so or sell it to the Housing Trust for affordable housing, which is a great little spot there up in the middle of town, and you can put some housing up there. And that goes along with what Jim Dresser is doing, giving land for affordable housing in Salisbury. So as we wait for the verdict on the Holly House, they'll be getting some other housing projects going, getting started, I assume.
Yeah.
And on Saturday is the big vote in Cornwall, wastewater referendum from noon to 8 p.m. That has been a huge issue in Cornwall. As you know, they're putting in a trying to put in a wastewater system to help with the substandard septics and wells in that town that would help revitalize the little village. So there's been controversy. There's a group anonymously sending out flyers and putting on things on email not to vote, but they have incurred the wrath of several people because it's anonymous. People are unhappy about that. So, again, two sides to the story, but whichever way, get out there and vote 12 to 8 at the town hall.
All right, and kudos to the Salisbury Rotary Club. They had their fireworks at Lime Rock Park. Beautiful night for it.
Mm-hmm.
So it
all worked. That's beautiful.
We're back to normal. We're back to normal, having a lot of these things going
most
on.
Most people, you and I, will never be normal.
No.
But yes, things are coming back, and it's amazing. You know, we're looking ahead. There's going to be the Jane Lloyd Clambake will be back.
We've got the Noble Horizons 50th anniversary picnic coming up. So
there, and as we said, all these concerts. So, you know, if you're still concerned, you can wear a mask, but most of these are outdoors, and I think it is nice to see activity back again.
It is. Ruth, I want you to have a good rest of the day. I give you the rest of the day off.
Well, I'm up to going to Salisbury, okay. So I will after that.
Okay.
And you, too, have a good barbecue, maybe.
All right. Take care, Ruth.
You, too, Marshall. Bye-bye.
Ruth Epstein, the Republican American Report here on Robin Hood Radio. You can find Ruth's story in the paper or also at rep-am.com.